The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Myles Garrett, of course, made the comments a little bit ago. And I should say our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, will join us at 1 p.m. today. We'll get the latest from Berea. He's out there. We'll get his thoughts on what Bubba Ventrone had to say. The idea that DTR is going to be good to go for Sunday. That's what Ken Dorsey said, and he is the quarterback as of now. And anything that was said by Jim Schwartz in between there. But I don't want to trade Hall of Fame players. I don't think you should trade first ballot Hall of Famers. That's not the life you want to lead. You want these guys to retire as with your franchise. You want them to be a part of what you do. I mean, yes, we all know Joe Montana played a few years in Kansas City, and Emmitt Smith was with the Cardinals for a cup of coffee, and Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with the Broncos, and all of those kind of things. But in most of those situations, it was because the teams that they were involved in said, your skill set is starting to diminish, and I don't want to pay for was, I want to pay for is, and I want to pay for what will be. And you kind of understand it from that mindset. And the same reason, like, you would love to have J.J. Watt retire as a Houston Texan. But he went to the Cardinals because the Texans looked at him and they said, we're not going anywhere in a hurry. And we don't want to pay for was. We want to pay for is and what will be. So you look at a 29-year-old Myles Garrett. And I like is. I'm a big fan of was. And I'm pretty sure will be is going to be pretty solid for a few years. So he walked out to the media and basically said, guys, I'll be real honest with you. And I'm paraphrasing Myles. I need a plan moving forward. Where are we going? What are we doing here? Which, by the way, I think is exactly what all of us have been saying for the last 3 months. What are we doing? Where are we going? Like, that's it. Everybody wants to know, where are we going? What is the future of this franchise? What does this look like? Are we heading toward a rebuild? Are we going to continue to try to build into a championship caliber team that has the potential to win the Super Bowl? Because you are at a crossroads right now with this organization. Do you strip it down to the studs, trade off everything that isn't nailed down, and begin the rebuild? Or do you go, all right, let's go find a quarterback and let's go from there? And Myles Garrett is doing what all of us are doing except from a position of power, which is going, guys, give me a direction. And so if he were to look at me and say, give me a direction, this would be my direction. I would look Myles Garrett. And by the way, if you agree with this, you can get it to me. If you want to add something to this, that would help it. If you disagree with a part of it that you think would sweeten the pot, I'd love to hear from you. But here is my plan. One, I would look him dead in the eye and I would tell him Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of the future. I would tell him that Deshaun Watson will be in the building. We will have it open to him. I would tell him that he might be around. We may use him as a scout team safety, but he will be inactive every single week. He is not a part of the direction this future is going, or this team is going in the future. That would be step one. Because I think Myles Garrett would like to hear that because it would give him some kind of a direction at the quarterback position, or at least a knowledge that one avenue has been cut off. Okay. Two. I would see if Kirk Cousins does anything for him. If you start going around, and Jeff did a couple weeks ago, he went and gave you all the free agent quarterbacks, the ones who would be available and everything else, and said, to, you know, and basically laid them all out, and you start realizing that you're not exactly going to stumble into that low miles car that you're looking for here. It's going to be a lot of guys who have had a lot of problems in various places, or had guys who are a little older and their teams look like they're ready to move on from, or guys who have had injuries that you're hoping to catch a second wind, or guys that maybe Kevin Stefanski can turn back into the quarterback whisperer on. Like, that's kind of where you're looking, because I don't want to be the team that gives Sam Darnold $40 million. Okay, I think that is a giant problem. That feels like the Tennessee Titans can go give Sam Darnold $40 million, and I'll feel great about that. Okay? Kirk Cousins would be the interesting one because he would be cut, and it sounds like the Atlanta Falcons would do it. He can't move like he used to. He's older than you think, but he's got history with Kevin Stefanski and success there. Now, that success was 5 years ago, but it still is something. It's 5 years and a torn Achilles ago, but I would see if that would do anything. Then after that, I think I'd throw him Gardner Minshew, and I'd say, what do you think about picking up Gardner Minshew as a bridge quarterback? And folks, these names are not going to be good, and you're not going to love every bit of them, because these names are clunkers. But you need something, because I am not taking a quarterback in this draft. And I'm looking Miles dead in the eyes, and I'm saying to him, we are not taking a quarterback in this draft. This draft is not the kind of draft that I want to hitch my wagon to a quarterback. I know a lot of people fall in love with Cam Ward. I can't see it with Cam Ward. He's very up and down. He's sporadic on things. He'll spray throws. I don't see it with Shadur. There are things about Shadur that I don't care for as well. You start reading all the draft nicks. They go down the way from there, and they're like, guys, just this isn't your deal. This is not the draft for it. This is your EJ Manuel draft. And these come around every so often. You know, it's not the end-all, be-all. Every so often, you get an EJ Manuel draft where you find yourself looking around and going, hey, these guys are not very good, unless we start trying to talk ourselves into somebody. And the teams that talk themselves into someone are typically the ones that find themselves without a quarterback. So I'm looking bridge guy with the idea that if I can hop into next year's, where you've got a ton of QBs that are going to be in that one that are going to be worth something. And a lot of the guys that you are watching succeed at the college level this year are going to find their way in there. Whether it's an Arch Manning will have an opportunity that he could step out and go to the draft if he would like. You have the connection with the Mannings there if you so desire, if you want to go for the name that's there. Drew Aller will find his way out there. I know he has been a little scattershot, but I think the talent is there for Drew Aller. I would rather go that direction. I'd rather be able to jump in the pool with a couple other guys that are out there as well before committing full bore to anybody in this draft in the first, like, two rounds, that is. Like, if somebody falls, okay, well, we'll have a conversation. Backup quarterbacks, that stuff. But that's what I'm telling Miles. The other one would be Derek Carr. I wonder if the Saints move on from Derek Carr. I have seen Derek Carr succeed in a system close to what Kevin Stefanski has been able to run. I have seen Derek Carr with Clint Kubiak. I would be very tempted to bring in Clint Kubiak, and I would be very tempted to bring in Derek Carr and see if you can keep him upright. And if you can, look, again, folks, these aren't great options, but I think it's the best option we have in front of us. Okay? The other thing that I would do for him is I would promise a premier pass rusher on the other side. I would say we'll try to go out in free agency. We'll try to go in the draft. I will scream it from the mountaintops. I love Mason Graham out of Michigan. That's the guy that I'm circling. Defensive tackle. That's the guy that I'm circling for the Browns. I would put him on that defensive line. I would give Miles somebody on the other end, maybe a short-term deal for a Khalil Mack, who, yes, is an older guy, but boy, has he been good. And boy, has he been consistently good for a Chargers team. And he continues to get pressure and would make it so that you can't double and triple team Miles. It's the same thing with Adam Mason Graham to that defensive line. You can't double and triple team Miles if you're going to have two game wreckers over there. And you could say with Mike Hall Jr., you could say with Dalvin Tomlinson, but you put another pass rusher on that side as well. It makes life easier for that guy. And with sacks, with pressures, with defensive line success comes success for an entire defense. We saw it last year. When a defense can get pressure with four guys, You are able to set up everything on the back end that you want to do. You can get exotic. You can leave it, play man. You can do all of those things. If your pass rush gets home, your corners don't have to cover as long. If your pass rush gets home, your safeties don't have to worry about people getting by them. If your pass rush gets home, your linebackers don't have to worry about covering the middle of the field. That's my sell to the guy. And a contract extension. Because, I mean, compensation is a hell of a thing. And one day, we'll all find our way to a place where somebody will compensate us for something. But that's my plan. It's not sexy. It's not great. None of them are great. Okay? I mean, I'm not walking into that meeting and trying to sell them on DTR. I'm sorry. I have watched DTR. I'm sure he's a delightful individual to be around. He's just not an NFL caliber quarterback. It's just not there. And I know a ton of people will sit there and go, well, he hasn't had enough time. He hasn't had this. He's had it. I'm good. I've seen it. I've seen that story. It seems like the league is moving at 1.5 speed and he's moving at 1. Like, that's my problem with DTR. And so that's my plan, folks. It's telling Miles Garrett's going to be in the – or not Miles Garrett – Deshaun Watson is going to be in the building. He's going to be a part of this. He will not play on Sundays. But we got to let him give him access. And we got to let him have all that stuff because I don't want to cut him and take the dead cap hit and all that stuff. And I need his contract to yank the lever so that I can give you a team that wins, which is what you want to do. I want to win, Miles. You want to win. I need Deshaun Watson's contract to build a team to help you win. I'm going out there and I'm finding somebody for a year or two. I threw out Derek Carr. Kirk Cousins, Uncle Rico, if you so desire, Gardner Minshew, who I will always have a spot for, or a soft spot for, because every time I see him, I see Mike Leach and it makes me smile. I'm then going to draft somebody, or I'm going to go get you a pass rusher on the other side. And I'm not. I might take a quarterback later in this draft, but I'm not going to take a quarterback early in this draft. My goal is to get to 24 or the 25 season. Then let's talk quarterback. Then let's see what we can do. Maybe we could trade up. Maybe I could package some assets and go up and get a quarterback that can help this team to go in the right direction. Because I have a feeling from what I have seen in college, from the draft Knicks, from everybody else, they are saying 24 is not your year for a QB. You want 25. And I'm willing to trust those guys. I'm willing to trust Dane Brugler. I'm willing to trust Daniel Jeremiah. I'm willing to trust Mike Mayock. I'm willing to trust everybody who's involved in that draft process that is far smarter with that stuff than I am. And so that's my plan, folks. I know it's not great, but I think it's the best plan that we've got. And maybe it's enough to convince Miles Garrett to stay here and continue his Hall of Fame career. Maybe it's enough to get him to continue to rush the passer in a Browns uniform and continue to be the jersey that you buy your kids, your friends, your family, and yourself. He might look at that plan, shake his head, and say, no, it's not the direction I want to go. And if that's the case, then we got to go from there. But this is the best I can come up with. If you've got better, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to tweak something in there, I'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter. What do you think, folks? The plan that I put out, bringing veteran quarterback X as a bridge quarterback, take a pass rusher in the draft this year, add a pass rusher on the outside, and tell him Deshaun Watson is not the quarterback of the future. He'll be in the building, but we're going to build a contender around you. Is that enough to keep Miles Garrett? Because, boy, I sure hope so. Because if not, I don't think there are many options left.